views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women, and today is Veterans Day. So I just want to remind people to remember the service that's been given by men and women all over the country. It's not a day to go shopping. We see all the ads of, you know, Veterans Day sales. So I invite you to sit for a moment in meditation, reflect on these brave people who have performed many, many great services for us, past and present. It's also a day to reflect on what's going on around the country. Many people are in pain, reeling from the election results. Some people are happy. Some people are very not happy. And, you know, it's a time to gather, share your feelings with each other. There's lots going on in a lot of cities. There's stuff happening here in Seattle. We had at my church a gathering Tuesday night just to come together to pray and sing and talk and share. And that's important, to get out there and talk and listen. Listen to what people are feeling. Listen to what people are needing to share. It's just a time to come together to heal this rift within the fabric of our society, and it's going to take time. And, you know, I think what's happened is a reflection of what is needed to change. So, you know, I think it's important to stand up for what you want now, do an action for something you believe in, whether it's, you know, climate, racial issues, standing up for women. It's definitely not a time to sit back and just let others do the work. It's kind of a wake-up call. And just a reminder, one of these places to gather, to be together with other women and support women and share and talk and listen, is at the Women Wisdom Conference this February. Let's come out and support other women by being together in community. It's February 16th through the 20th in Seattle. And it's all up on our website. Just go to womanofwisdom.org and look for the 2017 conference. We have early bird specials for our featured guests that some end December 1st, some December 31st, and then everything's available, you know, all through, even coming on site on the days of the conference. There's always room for people to join in, but signing up early gets you what you want. So again, I'm moving forward to talking to our Women of Wisdom presenters, our local leaders from Seattle. They've been going to be sharing their gifts with our community in February. And first, I'm going to speak to Siri Ohm. She's presenting a workshop on consciously living and dying through Kundalini Yoga, and that is Monday, February 20th in the morning, and that is a holiday, so you can make that. Siri Ohm has completed advanced levels of training with the School of Kundalini Yoga in Europe and is a certified through the International Kundalini Yoga Teachers Association. She also has a background in art therapy and eating psychology and has had the privilege of teaching adults with learning difficulties, teens in homeless shelters, and women in prison. So welcome, Siri Ohm.
Hello.
Well, thanks for joining us today. First, tell us about yourself. You know, how did you get into the work that you do, into your interest in Kundalini and your experience and with all that?
Yeah, certainly. I guess I came into it, I was seeking a practice, and when I experienced Kundalini for the first time, I just knew instantly that it was the right path for me. It just worked so powerfully and quickly to just kind of just soothe the nervous system, calm stress, and just had so many benefits that helped me while I was going through a lot of pressure in college. I guess that's when I first came across it. I've been teaching over 15 years and practicing for about 20. So yeah, it's been a fun journey.
Uh-huh. Well, how has yoga been a catalyst for, in your personal healing journey?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's worked in many ways for me over the years and in different phases of my life. So I already mentioned through college, it helped me through the pressures and stress of that experience. Since then, it's helped me with my own personal healing and also through having to kind of learn how to work with some physical challenges that have come up for me over the past few years. So it's worked in lots of different ways.
Yeah. So how does that help physically? I know a lot of us, I have, mm-hmm. Some hip pain and knee issues
right.
and stuff. And so how does Kundalini yoga help with that?
Yeah. Okay. So it works on the nervous system very directly. There's a lot of physical movement that works with the breath to move energy or stuck energy through the body. It works on strengthening the immune system. And then there's also the physical postures and movements that strengthen different parts of the body and the back and the heart. And just, it's very cleansing and detoxing. So it works in numerous ways. Yeah, it's very powerful.
Well, and for our audience, maybe you can describe what Kundalini yoga is. I think all of us have a concept of yoga and, seeing mm-hmm. people doing postures. But what specifically is Kundalini yoga?
Right. So I guess Kundalini, it's hard to describe in a nutshell, but it's probably not like any other yoga that you may have come across. It's pretty unique in its presentation. There's a lot of breath work, so a lot of powerful breath work. And the postures, rather than being long-held postures as you see in some of the classical hatha yoga, these are more dynamic, moving, repetitive movements that help you to kind of rewire stuck cellular memories, if you like, in your body. So there's a lot of movement. And then, of course, one aspect of it that I love, there's a lot of chanting and singing ancient mantras, which are very healing and detoxing. There's also, a lot of sound healing. And there's very often a gong healing relaxation at the end of each class. So, I describe it as kind of a total package. So rather than just getting a little bit of meditation or some of the physical asana or yoga posture, you get a little bit of everything. You get the meditation, you get the relaxation, you get the movement, you get the channeling of the breath, harnessing your personal energy in that way. And then you get to just really soak everything up with a deep relaxation at the end. And I feel some modern yogas kind of skip that bit. Maybe you get like a couple of minutes at the end of class just to lie down quickly and then move on into your busy life. So, this is great how it balances a little bit of everything in one class. So, it's fantastic.
Well, you mentioned chanting. Can you give us an example of a mantra you might say or sing mm-hmm. or chant?
So we always tune in. So there's a lot of mantras that they're thousands of years old. They come from ancient Indian Sanskrit language. So the reason we stick with the ancient, the original sound of those words is because they contain some inherent wisdom that you don't get if you were to translate it into English, you kind of lose some of the translation. So we stick with the mantras in their purest form, if you like. So we always tune in with some of these mantras at the beginning of the class, and we tune out with mantras too. So the mantra that we use to tune in at the beginning of class is Om Namo Gurudev Namo. And we chant it nice and powerfully from the navel. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. If that gives you a taste.
Yes. And what, I know you don't like to translate it, but what does it mean? I would think you would want a sense of what it means when you're chanting it.
I know there's
power in the words, the actual words. But.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Om Namo Gurudev Namo. So Namo is name or identity. Ong is like the manifestation of your creativity. Guru is teacher or moving from darkness to light. So it has all these aspects and layers contained within that single chant, which is essentially conveying or communicating that we bow to this inner wisdom within, and we honor the guidance of our own wisdom and intuition as we practice these ancient teachings of the yoga.
So it's kind of setting the stage. It's putting yourself in a mindset to
absolutely
to go deep within.
Yes, totally. Yeah, mm-hmm. And it just kind of surrounds the space with a layer of protection, and just like you say, sets the stage for a good experience in your yoga practice.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Well, we're going to take a break now. We're going to come back and talk more with Siri Om about her workshop focus, which is on consciously living and dying. So we'll be back shortly.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism, passionate and caring. Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and we're talking with Siri Ohm about Kundalini Yoga. And she's a presenter, Woman of Wisdom. And so, Siri Ohm, do you have a website that you can send people to mm-hmm. to learn more?
Yes. I usually send people to 3ho.org, which is the main Kundalini information website out there. So it's the letter, the number 3, and then the letter H, and the letter, the O, dot org. And then another website is also amritnam.com, and that is amritnam.com. And that is an organization I belong to in Europe. And that will give you a lot more information about the lineage of Kundalini Yoga and the practice.
Okay, great. Well, I want to get into your topic of your workshop, mm-hmm. consciously living and dying. And I know one of the aspects is, and we always kind of ask this question, what is the purpose of life? What's the purpose of my life? and at some point in our lives, usually, maybe different for different people, that question of why we're here. And so how do you help people answer that question?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Big question. And like you say, there's a completely unique and different answer for everybody. So one of the approaches to have a deeper understanding of the answer to that question for yourself is to cultivate a yogic practice for yourself, to really get to go deep within and understand more about yourself. And when you have this clarity about who you are, why you're here, your purpose, then you have more gifts to offer in the world, especially in this time that we're living in. So for me, I always offer people more experiential kind of approaches to that question rather than an answer that comes from the head, more about tuning in with a felt sense of your intuition and just getting comfortable in your body and listening to the lessons and the wisdom of your body.
Yes, there's a lot of information in our bodies that we often, and I think most people don't pay attention to. Mm-hmm. The body can talk to us. And what's your experience with that?
Gosh, I think, so many ways that my body talks to me. I am definitely very sensitive in the navel area. So I feel this is true for a lot of women. We absorb emotions and feelings through the navel. We're very connected to our womb energy in that way. And so often people may have issues with diet and food and digestion and just feeling very heavy stuck energy in that area of the body. So I think when emotions get stuck in the body, they definitely manifest physically somehow. So, back pain and neck pain, they may all be connected to some underlying emotional aspect that we've not looked at, maybe.
Mm-hmm. So how do you listen to that? How do you listen to your... Mm-hmm. The pain in your neck.
Right. Yeah. What's the pain in the neck for you in your life? Yeah, just be inquisitive and curious. So a lot of the time we rush in to try and fix those problems or these things that we see as problems, and they're not really problems. It's just light being shone on an area that we need to look at more closely. So yeah, rather than trying to, you know, take that pill that will make it go away or go to the doctor and get something chopped off or cut out or, you know, just eradicating it, just maybe get really comfortable with just sitting with it initially. Just really get familiar with the discomfort, like understand the patterns when it comes, when it goes, and just understanding what it brings up for you, what kind of sadness or emotion or longing, and just really not shying away from that deeper exploration of yourself. And so in yoga, we practice, you know, physical movements that get us into our body so that we can be more connected to these inner workings. And then we support that with deep meditation, and some of the mantras that we chant help to undo some of those knots in the body, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll definitely be sharing some of those.
Yes. Yeah. And that's true. That sitting and listening to, what is my neck telling me? And just sitting quietly with it. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes we're just complaining about the pain. we just wish it'd go away, or what can I do? You know, I got to go to a chiropractor. Mm-hmm. I got to go here and there. And oftentimes the answers mm-hmm. are within ourselves. Well, one of the really big aspect I want to talk to you about that's in your workshop is about consciously dying and what you mean mm-hmm. by that. And mm-hmm. I know one of the things, explore the topic of wondering what happens when we die. And how does yoga help in this process, and why, mm-hmm. why focus, you know, we're focusing on living, why focus on, consciously dying?
Okay. Yeah. Well, dying is a continuous part of living. There's, you know, the two are very closely connected, and we all frequently experience mini deaths in our day-to-day existence. So it could be the loss of someone we love, but it can also be disappointments, things or situations that we lose or have to let go of, or scary transitions that we go through. So these can all, feel like little experiences of dying or grief, you know, deep grief that we encounter on almost daily in some ways, as things are moving so quickly. So, so this workshop is going to hopefully help people understand how we don't just go through life and then just wait to die right at the end of it. It's something that we can prepare for now and get really familiar and comfortable with now. And then that will help the whole transition when it finally occurs. It will help it to be so much more graceful and smooth and just more deeply connected to soul purpose when it comes around, rather than being an unconscious happening.
So
we have to start that work now.
Yeah. So what do you tell people to do? What would you tell mm-hmm. our audience right now to do to prepare for that? Because mm-hmm. you know, like I'm not, but you know, 30 years old, 30 year olds are mm-hmm. not often, they're not thinking about death. You know,
No. Mm-hmm. Because we're taught in this culture that death is a scary or depressing kind of thing. Right away, just slowing down and it's really good. I think, right, okay, so just the one thing that you could do right away maybe create an annual ritual for yourself. So I think I find myself doing this a lot around the time of the new year. So when we let go of one year and enter the new year, I always do some ritual around just taking stock of my life, how my life panned out over the past year, What of my goals did I achieve? What sadness or disappointment did I encounter? What dreams and visions did I have to let go? What new goals do I want to bring in to my continuing life? So this is a process of working with the transitions of letting go. Facing disappointments and rekindling hope for a new path or a new way of living your life. Mm-hmm. So that's one small way.
Yeah. And that letting go, forgiving ourselves, that, you know, because if we don't do that, then it holds us back from living our bigger purpose, which, you know, we all want to do.
Yeah.
Well, how did you find, you know, using, because I'm sure you have a daily practice of Kundalini yoga, and like this week is a very trying time. How does Kundalini yoga and this process as we've been talking about help, would help people at this difficult time? And it's not going to end. It's, you know, very soon. This is maybe a very ongoing trying time that we're going to be in. So.
So a daily practice of yoga or some kind of stillness or meditation or self-reflection, definitely it's like getting up every morning and cleaning your teeth. You can't just do it once in the blue moon, or maybe you can, but preferably we like to clean our teeth daily just to just remove that tarnish, that little layer of scum, or, you know, whatever. So that's a daily thing that we have to do for ourselves, just to keep fresh and bright and to stay clear, you know. So that's how a daily yoga practice works. It keeps you very much connected to yourself, your personal truth, what you stand for, and your gifts, your energy that you have to give in any given day. So it just keeps you from being pulled outward into the world of distraction, which is constantly fluctuating and changing.
We're gonna have to close now for another commercial. But thank you so much for that words of advice, and it's really, you know, staying being very aware of ourselves rather than being pulled outside by the distractions. There's lots of distractions. So thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
So check out Siri Om's workshop, Consciously Living and Dying Through Kundalini Yoga, on Monday, February 20th at womanofwisdom.org. So we'll be right back. We'll be coming back and talking with Gloria Burgess.
Join in on one of the most life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service. In each of our upcoming shows, you're going to have the opportunity to join thousands as we focus healing energy to elevate and balance our world. This is a chance for like-minded individuals like you and I to join forces with lightworkers all over the globe as we light the way for peace, harmony, and a world driven by love. You'll also learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine, author of The Joy Chronicles, invites you to join her and millions of others working with the Galactic Masters, Angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, E-L-A-I-N-E.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhya and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and now I'm going to introduce you to Gloria Burgess. Dr. Gloria Burgess is a community leader, leadership consultant, executive coach, educator, and master facilitator for 30-some years. Dr. Burgess is a dynamic, sought-after speaker, award-winning author and poet, and founder and CEO of several for-profit and nonprofit organizations. Gloria has some best-selling books. One particular is called Legacy Living, Dare to Wear Your Soul on the Outside, and Flawless Leadership, Connecting Who You Are with What You Know and Do. Her website is www.GloriaBurgess.com, and she's given a workshop on Monday, February 20th as well at our annual Woman Wisdom, our 25th annual Woman Wisdom Conference, Creating Right Relationships, Remember Who You Are. But welcome, Gloria.
Thank you, Chris, and congratulations on your 25th anniversary. It's amazing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Hard to believe. In some ways, it's just, you know, some of those times it feels, you know, like blink of an eye and like, oh my goodness, how do we get here? But, and you've been around for a long time, you know, 30 some years, and your whole legacy is helping, people become leaders. And tell us your story of what drew you for you to become a leader and to lead others to be leaders.
Well, thank you. It's a long story, so I'll give you the short version. I am one of five girls in my family, five daughters, and my father actually wanted all of us to become medical doctors. And so, you know, to please my dad, I started out in pre-med and realized very quickly that medicine was not for me, but that the arts and humanities were really what called my spirit, Chris. And along the way, in that process, I also really found my voice. And for me, leadership is all about voice and knowing that you have a voice that needs to be at the table. It's not about just finding your voice. It's about finding it and using it for good, for taking a stand for, you know, what you believe in.
Yeah, so true. And that's exactly where we are right now in our country, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we didn't get here by accident.
No, I always say there's a reason for everything.
There's a reason for everything. And I truly believe that these are times that call us not only to be our best selves, but to be our persevering selves. You know, in my community, in the African-American community where I was raised and reared, you know, with my own personal village, so to speak, we were taught every single day to keep on keeping on and to, you know, if you fall down, you get up, you dust yourself off and you just keep putting one foot in front of the other, metaphorically speaking. Crawl if you can't crawl, you know, so it was all about not falling down and staying down, but about, you know, how do I get to that next place? And it was also about not looking outside of us, ourselves for leadership, but really understanding that we, you know, we were powerful people in our own right. And we, you know, we belonged at the table, even though a lot of the the community, if you will, the surrounding community didn't want us there at the table at the time. It was about how do you make a way and how do you find an opening? And again, just keep on keeping on putting one effort, one foot in front of the other, so to speak.
So how did you do that? I mean, you know, you grew up in an African-American community. Like I said, you weren't always welcome on that table. What words of advice do you give to people to make those steps to join that table, so to speak?
Yeah, well, you know, it's different for everyone. So I just want to say that it's different for everyone. But here's some rules of thumb, so to speak, things that I know have worked for me, that I know have worked for other women in particular. And that is we can choose to fight. we can choose to be in conflict, or we can choose to be in collaboration. And when you can find an opening to bring your voice into a place where, you know, something that really matters to you. So pick your battles, pick the fights that you want to fight, pick the hills that you want to run up, and choose them very intentionally, and bring your powerful, incredible, marvelous voice to that issue, to that concern, and bring it with a sense of a spirit of resourcefulness, of collaboration, and not like, you know, in a fighting spirit. I mean, there are times to be embattled, if you will, but many times what we see as a place for battle is really not. It's a place to lay down that stuff and to figure out how to link arms and walk together and move things forward together in a collaborative way. So look for openings, and then don't dismiss those openings. Step into them. Bring your mm-hmm. voice to the table.
Yeah, it's up to you. It's up to ourselves to do that. We can't.
Yeah, exactly.
I think with women too, I remember having a conversation with Holly Neer, who's this fabulous woman singer, activist, and how there's sort of a desire to wait for somebody to go invite you to the stage. You know, okay, here's your turn now. And no one's going to do that for us, or that's very rare, is that we have to take the stage ourselves and claim it as our own versus waiting for somebody to, you know, give us a chance to speak.
Yeah, if we wait and wait only, we'll be still waiting.
Yes.
And we know that that's not going to serve us. You know, another thing that I would encourage people to do is to ask questions. Don't just accept what's said to you by anyone, whether it's, you know, your family, your friends, your loved ones, the media or whatever. Get out there and question what is being put in front of you, what's being put on the table for you. Honestly, I believe that a lot of the things that we're dealing with right now is because many of us have sat back. We've, mm-hmm. you know, kind of depended on other people to step forward or to question rather than using our own voices in that way.
Yes, and I really feel it's a time that it is time to take action ourselves for what we believe in and to not wait for others to do it. We've been sitting back, and I think it's kind of like a wake-up call. Like, we can't do it, and especially I think women, you know, we can't do that anymore. We're just hurting us. So one of the words, I think you used the word bridge, you know, we're creating a bridge between people, or between what was and what we want to be in the future. And part of that building the bridge, a huge important aspect, and people were saying, well, this whole disenfranchised group haven't felt heard, is that listening to people, to have those dialogues, and it's really more about listening than getting, I mean, our voice needs to be out there too, but we also need to listen.
We need to listen. And, you know, I was just in a conversation this morning with a couple of people. One is president of a local college here, and another is a gal who works in the arena of women's leadership. And, you know, she said she basically the first conversation the person asked me, she said, you know, how do I use my voice? You know, given my visibility, you know, people are watching, they're listening, you know, how do I use my voice when people say and do, you know, things that are inappropriate or just downright, you know, stupid? And I said, you know, one of the ways that you could react, which a lot of people are doing right now, is to kind of put the other person down and to, you know, to kind of kick them to the curb, so to speak. And I said, but that's not who you are, and that's not how you want to be. I said, one of the best things we can do is to present ourselves and to really believe that we are learners. And you learn a lot by listening and by observing. And so maybe you want to ask that person who said something that was maybe offensive to you, offensive to somebody else, but ask them, you know, where were they coming from? What were they thinking? You know, maybe their paradigm is just totally different than yours. So rather than, you know, being, you know, having that knee-jerk reaction to condemn and to ostracize and to put somebody down, is to learn and to ask, you know, ask good, relevant questions.
Yeah, there's that word, you know, being curious, having that curiosity, yeah, and asking the questions. And absolutely, and actually, you know, just think what you might learn, because it could be something, how they were brought up or some little prejudice or some unawareness that they had, that in talking about it, you can go, oh, that's why you feel that way. Well, have you thought about this? You know, and bringing in another aspect for them to learn, too. And then you're in a dialogue.
Exactly. You know, one of my favorite people, she's an elder. She's probably in her late 70s. And I ran into her just a few months ago. And the way she introduced me, it would just floored me. But I've since reflected on it. And she introduced me to, you know, people in her circle as her mentor. And I thought, wow, now that's a flip of the script. You know, I was thinking of her as my mentor. But, you know, she really, I think, has a good way of viewing me and other people, you know, a generation apart. We can all be mentors for one another, is the point.
Yes. And that's not an age thing. You're right. You know,
no,
I love the interchange. And I love, I think we're in a similar generation of working with millennials and having that fresh perspective and fresh energy. And they look to us for, you know, our wisdom or that elder experience. But I learn so much from them, and I have hope from them. They give me hope when I see their, especially millennials, when I see what they're doing for change and speaking up. I was just at a meeting at our church on Wednesday night, and it was an 18-year-old who spoke the most wise words that night, you know, and it's just refreshing. Mm. Well, we're going to take a break right now, and we'll come back and talk more with Gloria Burgess.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration in conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silvergaia.net.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women, and I'm Chris Dana. So we've been talking about leadership with Gloria Burgess, and Gloria, let's have you share your website and what you have available for people.
Sure. Thanks, Chris. My website is www.GloriaBurgess.com. That's G-L-O-R-I-A, B as in boy, U-R-G-E-S-S.com. So please visit my site. You can also find out more about my work. I just started a radio show on a different network. It's TNR, TalkNetworkRadio.com. And listen to my show live every Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock Pacific time, or throughout the week they replay it. Or you can go to my archives, and that's TalkNetworkRadio.com//legacy-living. As Chris mentioned, I have several books for you, so please check them out on Amazon.com.
Great, yes, and they are very good books. I have copies myself. So so we've been talking about being an elder and speaking up and all that, and your workshop at the conference is about creating right relationship. And I think one of the things, remembering who you are, I think one aspect of that is that right relationship with yourself. Do you have anything to share about that before we?
Yeah. So thank you for that. Remembering who we are and being in right relationship to ourselves is, I think, the first order of business for leaders. A lot of us think about leadership as what I call the external qualities, you know, things that you can see, touch, that are concrete and tangible, like decisions and budgets and all that good stuff. And while those are important, what's even more important is who you are on the inside. And so remembering who you are, I believe, is the work of the 21st century, honestly. Remembering why we are called to this particular time on the planet, and what gifts we have to bring. And all of us, women, women and men, children, we have particular gifts that are unique to us. You know, even though Chris and I may do some of the same things, the expression of them is totally unique because we're unique people. We have a, you know, unique fingerprint, a unique voice print, a unique soul print. And so remembering who we are, who we're called to be for this particular time, I believe is the leadership work of this time.
Right. And you know, one of the aspects of that is because I think women can get pretty competitive with that, or we compare ourselves and we think, well, you know, Gloria's a great leader, I can't be like her. And like you said, we have our own fingerprint, and different people relate to us. You know, you'll draw certain people, my voice will draw certain people, that there's room for all of us because of our gifts, and to not deny the gifts and to find that niche, you know, that aspect of yourself that people will relate to, which is really related to as your topic, remember who you are and what is your story? Because our stories are important. And I know that's a big one for you too. Now, one of your book on legacy, let's talk about legacy and what that means. And because it relates to this of our telling our story and what our gifts are. Why is this, you know, it's an important topic for you for around legacy.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. You know, when I started my radio show, I just thought, I said, you know, what should I call the show? What should I call the show? And I talked to people who know me, like probably at least as well as I know myself, right? And they kept saying, well, hello, why not legacy, legacy living? That's your signature work, right? And so, you know, when I think about legacy, particularly in this culture, you know, in Northern Hemisphere, Western culture, We actually think about legacy, I think, in a very constrained, a very narrow way. We think about it as constructing the way that we want to be remembered, and we usually think about it as, you know, toward the very end of our life. And Chris, and the way that I think about legacy is totally different than that. I was speaking about 15 years ago now, down in Australia, and a gentleman came up to me after I spoke about, you know, things like gratitude and things like faith and love and integrity. And he said, "Are you Maori?" And I said, "No." I said, "Why do you ask?" And he said, "Well, my people, the Maori people, have been practicing and living the values and principles that you're talking about for millennia. And what we, you know, what we call this is legacy." And I thought, mercy. And I said, "May I, with your permission, use that for my work? Because, you know, it's the water that I swim in, and you don't really realize what you're swimming in until somebody else points it out to you." And so he gave me that word. And I just think that, you know, really being conscious and intentional and on purpose every single day, you know, the decisions that we make, the crumb trail that we leave when we answer an email or answer a phone call or send a text. I mean, all of those are part of our legacy. And we create that every single day with every person. And so the idea is to be conscious about what we're doing and to be on purpose and to be intentional and to use our voices for good to create a positive legacy. And so those are some of the ways that I think about
it. Yeah, so it sounds like being in the present versus we think of legacy as, okay, I've done 25 years Woman of Wisdom, that's my legacy. Like it's done, you know, that was a done deal. That's kind of like the past, like, okay, you've accomplished this, it's the past, but what is present in your life right now? What are you creating now? I think what you're saying.
Yeah. What are you creating now? And it's about the present, and it's also about the future, because what we create today is the future that, you know, our kids or our grandkids will have to live with tomorrow. So it's being intentional about the present, because you know that there's somebody else that you are doing this on behalf of. It's not just about you. It's about serving, you know, our kids, the seventh generation, so to speak, looking out into the future while being in the present, if that makes sense.
So it's Yes. And I look at that too for Woman Wisdom. It's like, okay, the legacy, who's going to carry that forward? What's in place? Is there? A future after 25 years, or, you know, if I'm to leave, what does it evolve into? And partly I have to let that go because it's the next generation to carry it forward. If it's to be carried forward, it may have already served its purpose. And I don't know the answer to that, but it's the space for that to be whatever it's going to evolve to.
Exactly. Our job is to plant the seeds and to water them and not to worry about who, you know, what will grow, because something will grow. And if it's intended to be, you know, if it's intended to be, someone will step forward and continue to water those seeds and to nourish them. And, you know, we plant trees and we don't expect to sit under their shade, right? We just keep planting the seeds.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking forward to the next third part of my life and seeing where what happens, where it evolves to. And a part of me is I think in two of these kinds of legacies is there's that fear of maybe it won't continue. And it's been a process this year of letting go of that fear and be excited about what's going to come forward. And that's a nice place to be, to be in, but you know, that's that whole, you know, diving through our emotions and allowing those feelings to flow through. It's natural process when we are changing stages in our life. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Gloria.
You're very welcome, Chris. And I just want to say to you, I think that you probably exude legacy consciousness more so than, you know, a lot of people that I know. And you have been just a wondrous seed planter and waterer and nurturer. And, you know, whatever comes out of your work, it will be generative. I'm sure of that. So thank you for all the great work that you've been doing.
Oh, thank you for your kind words. So everybody check out Gloria's workshop at the conference in February. It's Monday, February 20th.
creating right relationships, remember who you are. And also, I guess earlier on the show, Siri Om, consciously living and dying through Kundalini Yoga. And just check out all our offerings. It's an amazing conference this year. We have a lot of people who have been part of the conference over the past 25 years from different years. So some people haven't been presenting, haven't been to the conference for 10, 15 years. They were there. And so it's like bringing back old family together. And they're fabulous. They're going to feel like new to everybody because many people haven't experienced them. You know, we have, for instance, Ingrid Burkout, some of these people will have on the show soon, who does, we made goddess sculptures out of clay. And I still have mine. And when I tell people, like, she's coming back this year, everybody's excited because we have that fond memory of making a clay sculpture, a goddess out of clay, clay. And things like that, just really fabulous presenters that we've loved over the years. And so it's going to be a great conference. Check it out at womanofwisdom.org. Just look for the 2017 conference. There's pages on conference information, how to register, and all the event schedule. Take a look at everything. You can register for even just one event. You want to go to one workshop, or you can go all weekend long. It's, you can create your own experience. So that's what is exciting and unique, and it's very experiential. It's very intimate, very experiential. So please check it out, womanofwisdom.org. And while you're at it, you can check out my book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women, which is the story of Woman of Wisdom and the many expressions of the divine feminine through many voices, art, poetry, and talks from WOW. So check that out too at womanofwisdom.org. Okay, well, we're at the end of our show. So glad to have shared it with you. Everybody have a great weekend and take care.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.